This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A conservative action group wants to permanently eliminate income taxes on tips and overtime for Colorado workers. The proposal could go to voters next year. CPR's Megan Verlee.
Congress and President Trump have created a temporary tax deduction for tips and overtime for the next 3 years. The group Advance Colorado wants to create the same exemptions in the state's tax code and make them permanent. The group is in the very early stages of putting the question on next year's statewide ballot. Colorado lawmakers this spring ensured that the state's income tax will still include overtime pay, but they have not acted on tips. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
A spending bill that could add trillions of dollars to the national debt was not perfect, according to a Colorado congressman who voted for it. Republican Jeff Hurd says the increase in spending concerns him, but he's skeptical of some of the deficit projections.
I think we need to take with a grain of salt what the Congressional Budget Office is saying, particularly when it comes to dynamic scoring and the effect that this legislation will have on our economy going forward.
Hurd says he supported Trump's budget bill because its positives outweighed his concerns. Two big fires are still burning in western Colorado. One is in the Black Canyon of the Gunnison National Park. It's grown to over 1,600 acres and has no containment. The park is still closed, with all visitors and staff evacuated. Another fire is burning where Mesa, Delta, and Montrose counties meet. It's spread over 2,100 acres. Moisture will flow across eastern Colorado this afternoon through tomorrow, with scattered strong storms, heavy rain, and flooding possible north and east of Denver. This is CPR News.